In local elections in the West Bank this weekend, the Islamist Hamas movement took control of at least seven towns, a better-than-expected showing. Also this weekend, campaigning began for elections to succeed the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Linda, in these local elections, how substantial is this victory for Hamas?
Well, it is a significant gain for Hamas's strength. It's the first time that these municipal elections have been held since 1976, and it's the first time ever that Hamas has participated in them. Elections were held to choose local councils for 26 towns and villages in the West Bank. Some of the results are still inconclusive, but in at least seven towns, usually the more traditional areas like the South Hebron Hills, Hamas candidates won. In more urban areas like Jericho and Abu Dis, just outside Jerusalem, the largest Fatah party won. Fatah activists in Gaza are concerned because there are municipal elections scheduled in Gaza at the end of January, and Hamas has even more strength in Gaza than it does in the West Bank. Now, some Palestinian analysts caution that you can't read too much into this because a lot of it, all politics are local, as they say, and a lot of it was, you know, clans and depended on who the candidates were, and it wasn't necessarily a strong vote for Hamas. Participation was very high in the elections, over 80%, and Palestinian officials said the fact that there was no violence, that the elections were held, was a success. And these elections were sort of seen as a litmus test for the presidential elections on January 9th.
And campaigning began this weekend for the presidential elections. The leading candidate, Mahmoud Abbas, sounds a bit like Yasser Arafat. Is there a lot of interest among Palestinians?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the fact that elections are being held, it's the first time since 1996, and Palestinians do want to go to the polls. Many Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza say they want to see more democracy. At the same time, basically, the result is known. Mahmoud Abbas doesn't really have any competition from the six other candidates who are running. The question is, what will be his margin of victory, how large it will be? Abbas kicked off his campaign with a speech in Ramallah yesterday. He made many of the same demands that Yasser Arafat had made, calling for a full Israeli withdrawal to the 1967 lines, the release of all Palestinian prisoners. He mentioned especially jailed Palestinian leader Marwan Barghouti, and he called for a solution to the refugee problem. But at the same time, Israeli analysts say there was a difference in Abbas's tone. Abbas said that he had chosen the way of negotiations, and he in the past has said several times that the armed uprising against Israel has been a mistake. By the way, today in several Palestinian newspapers, there was a front page advertisement signed by more than 500 Palestinian political figures and intellectuals calling for an end to violence and a return to negotiations with Israel.
And today the Israeli cabinet approved several steps to facilitate Palestinian elections. Give us some details.
The most important move for the Palestinians is an Israeli troop pullback from Palestinian cities starting 24 hours before the elections. Israel said they will dismantle some roadblocks to allow Palestinians freedom of movement. Palestinian police will be allowed to carry guns in some areas of the West Bank, and there will be campaigning in East Jerusalem in private homes. There will also be about 600 foreign observers coming, including former President Jimmy Carter.
And this is also Christmas weekend. Was there any difference in Bethlehem from past years?
Storekeepers in Bethlehem say that there has been a modest improvement from the past 4 years. There were several thousand tourists in Bethlehem this year compared to the past, and some hotels were almost full. One large hotel, the Paradise Hotel, reopened just a few days before Christmas. But Palestinians in Bethlehem say that they're still surrounded by Jewish settlements and the barrier that Israel is building in and around the West Bank. They said that barrier effectively cuts Bethlehem off from Jerusalem, which is just a few miles to the south. PLO leader Mahmoud Abbas, who's the front runner in the Palestinian elections, attended the traditional Christmas Eve mass. That was one difference because Israel had not allowed the late Yasser Arafat to leave his compound in Ramallah for the past 3 years. And Abbas later told Palestinians in Bethlehem that Palestinians extend their hand to the Israelis. He said, "We want to negotiate to reach peace, a peace built on justice and right."
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.